Yirmiyahu Parak Lamadala Pasuk Yud Beis Ilei Neshmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So we have the terrible story that we told in just the previous two psukim in great brevity, but straightforwardly, that there were many poor people who had been enslaved because of debt, because of incredible crushing poverty, fellow Jews and brethren from the same Shevet, from Yehuda, and the rich people had taken them into slavery. And King Tzidkiyahu says here, close to the last moments of the city of Yerushalayim, which is going to be in its death throes very soon, Tzidkiyahu says, let's do something righteous, let's set them free. And they set them free, and then they re-enslaved them. The hypocrisy, the oath-breaking, and remember, Tzidkiyahu is going to be called on the carpet with Nebuchadnezzar for oath-breaking. He had sworn an oath not to rebel by God's name, and then he did it. And so immediately the word of God comes from Hashem to Yirmiyahu. And again, we mentioned last time there's a difference of opinion. Was this Nebuah 4 or 5 years before the Korban, or was it when it occurred in the 10th year of Tzidkiyahu, about 1 year before the Korban? Ko amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, says Pasuk Yud Gimel. This is what God has to say. Anochi karati vrises avoseichem biyom hotzi'i osam eretz Mitzrayim. I forged the covenant with your forefathers on the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, mibeis avodim, from the house of slavery. Remember, from the house of slavery, which is what you are now guilty of being paro to these poor slaves. Lamor, mibeis avodim lamor, and this is what I said when I took them out of the house of slavery. Yudal miketz sheva shonim tishaluchu ish esachiv ho'evri. At the end of 7 years, Mikitz Sheva Sonim Taaseh Shemitah, right? We lay it all the time. At the end of 7 years, you will let go every man, Ish Es Achiv HaEvri, every Hebrew one of your brothers, Asher Yimacher Lecha, who shall be sold to you, who has been sold to you, whether by himself or whether by somebody else, by a slave trade. Va'avodcha sheish shanim, and he will work for you 6 years. V'shilachto chavshi me'imach, and you will send him absolutely free, no strings attached from you. They will go completely free. No hard feelings. You had his work, and you set them free at the beginning of the 7th year. V'lo shamu avoseichem elai. V'lo hitu es aznam. And your forefathers, well, this is the people right now that we're seeing. But even your forefathers didn't listen or obey me. They didn't incline their ear. And now what have you done? And in God's eyes, this is a minute before the Korban. In our eyes, this is just, you know, business as usual. Nothing's wrong. We live at a time right now when Klal Yisrael is under siege all over the world. And I was just noticing this morning, I came out of shul, I'm walking home, and I realized that for me, it's business as usual, you know? Everything's fine over here. Everything's fine. The dog in the house that's on fire, the meme on the internet. Everything's fine. Everything's not fine. Not that many miles to Columbia University, where the rest of the world is giving vent to how they truly feel about the Jew. You came back today. V'atasu es ha-yoshar be'inai. And initially, at least, you did that which was right in my eyes. Likror deror ish l're'ehu, to proclaim freedom, each man to his fellow. L're'ehu, on an equal level. They are not inferior to you because they're poor. They're not beneath you. They're not an untouchable caste. They're re'ehu, your friend. They're supposed to be. Vatich resu v'ris l'fonai b'abai eseshnek v'shemi olav. And you forged the covenant. You made an agreement in the house called by my name. They did in the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're making me remember Har Sinai and the good old days when we were together. And then what did you do? Tezayin v'atashuvu v'atechalalu es shemi. And then you relapsed. And then you turned your back. Right? V'atashuvu atem hayom. The last pasuk started vatashuvu, the same word. That vatashuvu, Mitzvah David says, means they did tshuva. This vatashuvu is the opposite. You broke your oath. You swore and you lied, or you revealed that you were lying. Vatechalalu es shemi, and you profaned my name. Chilul Hashem. Vatashivu ishes avdo v'ishes shivchaso, asher shilachtem chafshin l'nafsham. And each man took his slave, and each man took his maidservant, that you had set free, absolutely free, to their own devices and for their own liberty. Vatichbishu osam. Liyos lachem lavodim l'shvachos. And you reconquered them. Vatichbishu is not an accidental phrase. Technically, in this sense, it means you forced them. Das Ofrim actually suggests maybe they never even really set them free. They promised not to enslave them, but they never set them free in the first place. It's the same difference as we used to say in yeshiva. Because if you set them free and then re-enslave them, or if you said you would set them free but did not, either way, except maybe if you physically actually set them free, the joy was greater, so you dashed their hopes and ruined their lives even more. But nevertheless, look what you've done.